Well, if it isn't my favorite warrior. The mistress of the brothel told me someone had reserved my services for the entire night, but I didn't realize it was you. I wish I would have known. I would have spent extra time getting especially beautiful for you. Did you know, in all the time you've been a patron here, you've only ever asked for me? A handsome man such as yourself could probably find all the love he needs from a free woman. So, the fact that you keep coming back for this simple little slave girl is so flattering. Oh, no. No, don't look down when I say slave. And you shouldn't avert your eyes from my collar. I am what I am, and neither the fact that I'm property nor the mark of servitude around my neck should diminish the joy we have together. Had my parents not sold me, I would likely have been forced into a different kind of slavery to a man my parents picked. I would toil in the fields all day and under him at night. But instead, I get to live in the capital of our kingdom and see wonderful sights and elves and dwarves and all sorts of other wondrous races that would never come down to the farmlands. I've seen actual magic performed in the market and miracles in the temple. Not to mention, I get to meet wonderful people such as yourself. A brave, fierce warrior who constantly seeks fame and fortune, going out on your adventures. After we make love, your stories of those adventures always delight me, almost as much as your body does. But you are gone for so long. With all the dangers you see, I do always fear that someday you won't return. Perhaps some dragon will claim your life, or just as bad, some free woman will claim your heart. But you are back, so you must have had success. Would it be inappropriate of me to ask if you brought me a gift? You always do, some pretty bauble or souvenir from your travels. I'm allowed so few possessions, but your gifts make up most of them. It always makes me smile looking at the gifts you've brought me and thinking that you were thinking of me even when you were so far away. You did bring me something. I knew it. Please let me see what it is. Is that necklace made of gold? If it is, they'll never let me keep it. But I can wear it for you tonight. May I hold it, please? What's this hanging from it? It's an iron key. It doesn't match the... Wait. Is that my key? The key to my collar? I've heard of patrons buying their favorite girls before, but not in this brothel. It's so expensive, and I'm young and pretty and popular with the patrons. I have at least a decade or two of good work left in me. That must have cost you a fortune to buy me. Oh. But I will make it worth your while. I will be the best slave a man could ever have. I can cook and clean and all those other things. Plus, you're very well acquainted with my sexual abilities, but now you can indulge those whenever you want. I will be your private property. Thank you. Thank you so much, my master. I'm so happy you bought me. You'll never regret this purchase. Master. No, you know the collar must remain on. No matter who my owner is, the key is a symbol. The magic of the collar would keep you from unlocking and removing it. Unless you paid the insane price to the city to raise me out of the slave caste. Did you? the way you look at me. You could never keep a secret from me. You did. You did something foolishly expensive and had my name struck from the book of chains at the courthouse. If you did, then that key really will unlock this collar. Will you do it for me? Will you unlock my collar? It's off. It hasn't been off since they put it on me almost 5 years ago. I expected to wear it the rest of my life. But now it's off, and I'm a free woman. I will be free to leave this brothel and go with you and to take care of you. But not until we make love, right now. What's wrong? Don't you want to take me? Or would you rather we go back to wherever you're staying? Either is perfect for me. No, I know you don't own me, but I still belong to you. Wait. You really aren't going to take me with you? You won't even make love to me? I don't understand. What? No, I don't need your... Wow, that is a lot of gold. But I don't want it. What I want is you. It's true that we've had sex before because I had to, but that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it and grow to crave it. At least from you. Now that I don't have to do it, well, that just makes me want it more. I want you more. Besides, you can't just set me free with a bunch of gold in this city. I know all about pleasing a man and being a farmer's daughter, but very little about anything else. I would lose my money or be robbed or swindled of it. I have focused on serving the less of men for so long, I would likely take that up again as a free woman once my money ran out. I might even find myself in a collar again. But maybe not in a brothel as nice as this one. It's not like I could go back to my farm. My parents showed they only value me as a commodity and do not want their life. The only reason to return there would be to buy my baby sister before they can sell her too. She will be old enough to be sold soon. But you gave me enough money and gold that, well, it'll be far cheaper to buy someone's slavery than it is to buy their regular freedom. But after I rescue my sister, I need someone like you to look after me. At least for a while, someone to show me how to survive in the city outside the safety of the brothel. It doesn't need to be forever, but I need you to help me. Only when I am independent will I truly be free. That is when we can have a talk about our future. But until then, the best thing you can do for me is to look after me and let me look after you. I need you in my life for the next year at least. I think you need me too. You would not have spent so much money to free me if you didn't care. Even if you tried to send me away. I remember years ago now how it was your first. Sadly, you were about 2 years too late to be mine. But I've never had sex as a free woman. I would very much like to. If it is with you. And right now, please. I suppose I will need to learn how to dress and leave these silks I'm wearing behind. They belong to the brothel. Just like I used to. We can buy clothing befitting of a free woman for me tomorrow. And maybe some clothes befitting a slave girl as well, because I know you like those outfits. But only in private now. And only for you. At least as long as you want me and my silks. Now that I am taking them off, you can just have me. Now that I'm completely naked, without the collar, I am more free and more vulnerable than I've been in a long time. Perhaps if you could join me, it would make all the difference. I'll even help you undress. Now, I do not feel at a disadvantage. I do not even feel vulnerable, despite your manhood's intimidating hardness. But I know it is like you, big and scary looking, but so very tender when it counts. No, please, bear me down on the floor right here. I don't want to wait to the bed. And this rug will serve well enough. We don't need a bed for you to bury your face in my chest, to tickle my breast with your stubble, or for you to reach between my legs. Find proof of my desire for you. All of me belongs to you, no matter what the law says. My breast, my pussy, my heart. Yours to do with as you wish. Your kisses on my chest always drive me wild, but not as much as your fingers do when they tease me. But you know what I desire much more than your fingers. I want you to make love to me, to take me as a free woman. I want your cock to open me up as tenderly as your words and actions did over the years. Please, don't deny me any longer. It's different when you penetrate me like this. It was always lovely, but this is amazing. Being a free woman makes all the difference in the world. Or maybe it's because I truly know the type of man you are. Don't stop making love to me, sliding in and out of me. Kiss my neck, please. Caress it. The part hidden by my collar is the only innocent part of me left, the only part that hasn't been touched by you or any other man. Please make it yours now, just as the rest of me has been for so long. Oh, harder, my brave warrior. My lust did not diminish with my freedom. They are magnified, as are all my other feelings for you. You've always worked so hard to give me pleasure, even though that wasn't necessary. When you're paying for sex, so few men cared about that. And none nearly as much as you, and none brought me to climax so easily and powerfully as you. But everything that came before pales compared to what I feel building within me right now. Your cock and my pussy will free me every bit as much as the key in my collar. Please do it, warrior. Spill your seed into me, as you've done so many times before. Drive me wild with it. And promise of so many other nights with you in the future. Please. Aren't you happy you didn't walk away earlier? Even now that I'm free, my place is still under you. Or on top of you. However you want me. Perhaps you'll tire of me someday, or I will tire of you. Now that I have freedom to choose who I associate with. But I can't imagine a moment of my future without you in it. So you're stuck with me, warrior. Hope you don't mind lots of sex and orgasms from a woman that adores you more than anything. Because that's what your every day of your future looks like. You won't need to travel anymore. Because all the adventure you need will be right here in your bed.